Friday night into Saturday with a high around 71. Low to mid-70s Sunday with scattered showers and thunderstorms. It's not going to rain all the time. It's not going to ruin your weekend. And more rain as we get into the early part of next week. I know. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery Regional Airport had an 11% increase in passengers last year. That comes out to about 34,000 more travelers. Airport officials say they're now looking into flights to and from the West Coast. First Baptist Church of Wetumpka, which was damaged in last month's tornado, is returning a $25,000 donation. Wind Creek Casino made the donation, but church members decided to give the money back because they don't support gambling. And six rural hospitals in Alabama have closed during the last 8 years. Alabama Hospital Association President Don Williamson says he is concerned that additional hospitals will close because of financial pressures. Earlier this week, Georgiana Regional Medical Center announced it is closing. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Okay. What do you do when you have over 200 mattresses that must be liquidated by the end of March? I also have to be out of a large warehouse. Like many folks, I panicked. I slashed my sale prices on all Serta and Restonic mattresses in stock. Floor samples and fresh inventory have to go. Save up to 60% off previous sale prices, not some fake top tag price. Mr. Sandman also has power adjustable bases for half the price the big chain charges for comparable models. February is a great month to buy a mattress. Valentine's Day, President's Day, my 44th wedding anniversary, and I bet some of you have birthdays this month. A mattress is a gift that is appreciated for years. I just bought a truckload of slightly blemished mattresses, nice queens from $225, kings from $250. All bedroom suits are on sale, as well as odd chests and nightstands. On the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, voted best mattress store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
People, I can't play all of them at once. You guys have to be patient. Jeepers creepers. We are playing Valentine's hits, Dave.
Yeah.
And I can't play the one, the first suggestion I got today by text before anybody even commented. Which was Closer by Nine Inch Nails. Can't do that one. Can't do that one. Our number 272-9228. I got a little fun fact on Valentine of Rome. You guys know anything about this guy?
Sir?
You know anything about Valentine of Rome?
No.
why we celebrate Valentine's Day?
I do not.
St. Valentine was a priest, and the Roman emperor came and banned marriage during a time of war.
Ah.
And St. Valentine said, no, I want to secretly marry these people. So he started secretly marrying people. And the Roman emperor found out about it and beheaded him.
Wow.
On February 14th. And he was later named a saint because he was not willing to deny the people the sacraments.
Ah.
How about that, huh? Kind of a buzzkill. Kind of a buzzkill. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Your calls are welcome on pretty much any topic. We've sort of covered everything. This Ilhan Omar, who put up the allegedly...
I was going to ask you if you had covered this.
We kind of have. You got a hot take?
Did you see what her question to what's the guy that they're
about human rights?
Yeah, but you know who I'm talking about? To Elliot Abrams, and he's a guy. He was a Reagan guy. He got convicted of lying to Congress in the Iran-Contra affair. But like, I'm gonna let y'all in on a secret. A lot of these people are not nearly as smart as you think that they are. And I mean, I know that you think that they're dumb and corrupt or whatever, but like, she can barely read. And she's reading this, you know, she's reading this question. She calls him Mr. Adams. And I mean, I just kind of got canned hamhead watching it. It's like,
was he the one testifying when she read the? I thought he was the envoy to Venezuela or something. Is that what he's doing now?
Probably. Well, yes, that's exactly what he is.
He was not amused with her.
No, he wasn't. No, he said that, you know, from that day until like today, El Salvador's a democracy, and that's a good thing. That person, I'm not a fan.
Well, it's, I don't know how people like that get elected. The Somalian diaspora is strong in Minneapolis.
And then you got the people that, like, you know, want to be woke, so they, like, you know.
They feel bad.
They feel, right. They're like, oh, I should vote for her.
February 23rd in Tampa, she's speaking at what's labeled a Yemen emergency dinner.
Oh.
Supported by Islamic Relief USA, which has chapters in 20 nations and has been branded a terror financier.
Shocker.
By governments in the United Arab Emirates, United States, and Israel. Russian authorities, the Swiss bank UBS, the British bank HSBC, and reports by governmental entities in Germany and Sweden have all determined that Islamic Relief has supported radical Islamic organizations such as the Muslim Brotherhood. Numerous moderate Islamic leaders, let's just call them what they are, non-murderous thugs in the U.S. have also denounced IRUSA, Islamic Relief, for donating to terrorist sympathizers and enablers, including affiliates of Hamas. She's going to be speaking at their dinner February 23rd.
Yeah. She's also...
This woman has no business on the Foreign Affairs Committee.
Massively anti-Semitic.
She has no business in Congress. We have no business allowing people that hate this much to be in the United States to begin with. I mean, this is what we're importing here.
Yeah.
There are enough people that think this way in Minneapolis. This woman's in Congress.
Yeah.
Hennepin County, people. Hennepin County. Let's see here. At the dinner in Tampa, one of the other three featured speakers alongside Ilhan Omar is IRUSA's East Zone manager, Youssef Abdallah, who on his social media accounts recently promoted violent anti-Semitism. For example, Abdallah praised as beautiful a story lauding a resistance hero whose work helped kill more than 20 Jews and fired rockets at Tel Aviv.
Oh, sounds pleasant.
What is this woman doing in Congress? Unbelievable. Of course, if the Muslim Brotherhood can infiltrate the White House during Obama, what can't they do? Selma City Council to vote on a gas tax increase. It'll be interesting to see how this goes. City Council probably will pass it, a 5-cent gas tax increase. And I don't have a problem with that. Selmites, I don't have a problem with it. If you, as a city or a municipality, want to finance your local government and people want to continue living there, that's your business. I don't have a problem with it. If Montgomery or Pike Road wants to raise taxes and the people of Pike Road are okay with it, or the people of Montgomery, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I don't like the federal government raising taxes because they're too out of touch and they waste the money. Not that the cities don't waste the money, but at least we can hold them more accountable. I mean, it's local elections and all that.
Right.
What I like about it is this is a great example of what should happen if you guys want additional gas tax revenue. The counties and cities need to vote on this. Do not let the state legislators take the hit on this. State legislators, do not take the hit on this and have a bunch of pass-through tax money going down to the state and local, the county and city government. If you are a state senator, particularly a new one like Will Barfoot, or a second-termer like Clyde Chambliss, do not vote in favor of a gas tax that filters money down to the cities and counties. Make the cities and counties vote. Doug Singleton can vote for himself. He doesn't need you to pass him money. If Doug Singleton and the Elton Dean and those guys, what are some of them other guys?
What's some of them other name?
Some of them other Budweiser.
Who's some of them other commissioner we got?
Dan Harris.
Ronda Walker.
If you guys want more tax revenue, vote for it. I don't have a problem with that. You want me to pay 2 cents at the pump? Go for it. Knock yourself out. I don't care. But I don't want my good friend Will Barfoot to have the first thing he does in office is vote for a tax increase. Because I promise, Will, somebody's going to beat you over the head with that for the next 4 years. Will Barfoot went in office 10 minutes before he voted for a tax increase. And one that hits the middle and lower class harder than anybody. When's the last time a rich person you knew put their last dollar in their gas tank? I know many poor people who have. I've done it.
Or when it's over $3 and you got to do the thing where you're like, I guess I'll get a half a tank. I guess I'll get $6 worth and go across town.
Well, not only that, how often I don't get paid for 2 more days and I got $23, but I got to get back and forth to work. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put 8 of that 23 in the gas tank.
Just right on.
And I got $15 to eat on for 2 days.
Right on E.
Yeah. I mean, the gas tax is a horrific tax, considering it has diminishing returns. Cars are getting more and more fuel economy every year, so it's got diminishing returns. More and more people are driving electric vehicles. They're not paying gas taxes. It's just a bad idea. But if the counties and cities want gas tax, knock yourself out. I don't care. I'm not going to tell you not to. I am totally loving this Valentine's Day thing.
It's like you said earlier, you know, it's like it can stymie you, but we got a lot of good user suggestions.
Well, I mean, there's so much good stuff on here.
Yeah, it was a good idea to go to the listeners for once.
Well, no, I think you confuse our listeners with average talk radio listeners around the country.
Probably
our listeners are a cut above. Someone put Wet the Bed by Chris Brown. I don't think I can play
that. I'm going to go with no.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. No.
It's not even a song.
What's the song called?
It's not called that. I can't think of the name of it.
I can't think of the guy's name.
Sir
Mix-a-Lot. Baby Got Back.
There you go.
Who's this?
That's Keith.
Hey, Keith.
Hey, wait, let's go back to when you're talking about police presence. You know, it's police cars at the house and whatnot.
Yeah.
So you live in between two. Well, I was raised by an El Paso police officer.
All right.
And, you know, that police presence works most of the time, but we do have idiots out there. Our house got broke into with his police car sitting in the driveway.
Yeah. Woof. That's tough.
In the driveway.
Yeah, but it does cut down. I mean, you can never go to zero. It's all a numbers game.
There's total idiots out there.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they're...
And you know what you know what they stole when they broke in? His handcuffs and his service revolver.
No kidding.
It's what they got.
Well. But, all right. Appreciate it.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you, sir. I won't be celebrating with you, but...
At least I hope not.
Our number, 272-9228. This hour of the program brought to you in part, as it is each and every day, by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing. James Cole would love to do nothing more on Valentine's Day than come service your commode. That's what he wants to do. He woke up this morning and said, how can I spend Valentine's Day? The best thing I can do is make sure Montgomery, Alabama, smells a little better. He keeps the number two down where it's supposed to be so it doesn't back up into the house. He keeps plugs. You know, if you've seen the stuff they pull out of these shower drains. Mm-hmm. Let James do all that. You don't want to do all that.
Ew.
Is your toilet draining? Is your water bill going up? Have them come over and give a diagnostic look at it. If you hadn't had a plumber in your house in 5 or 10 years, my goodness, have them come back. Those drippy faucets add up over time. That drippy faucet over 2 or 3 years is going to cost you more than a service call, I promise. Plus all the environmental damage and the noise and everything else. Get it fixed. Get it fixed. Get Cole Plumbing on the job. 279-8919. 279-8919. Check them out online, coleplumbing.com. When you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
Call on Cole. Hey, is there anybody in America who doesn't love Dolly Parton? If so, you're not my friend.
If so, we want you to leave with that Ilhan Omar lady.
Other side of the wall for you people.
You don't deserve America.
Illegals and people who don't like Dolly.
If you don't like Dolly Parton, you don't deserve America.
You're going to Guadalajara.
You're a commie.
And so I'll go.
First, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising encourages repeat business by enhancing the image of your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Just like the letter is first in the alphabet, starts with an A, so is Big A Tires and the tire business. Their services include, but are not limited to, oil changes, brakes, air conditioning service and repair, front-end alignments and repair as well, check engine diagnostics, shocks, struts, transmission service, and did we mention Bridgestone and Firestone tires? Hey, there's always a sale going on at Big A Tires. Lori Carroll and the gang appreciate your business. They're located on the Atlanta Highway, just past Bama Lanes. See them today.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Sam McClure at the Adoption Law Firm. Whether your concern is infant adoptions, foster adoptions, or foreign adoptions, the Adoption Law Firm exists to make the adoption process smooth and affordable. Contact my friend Sam McClure at the Adoption Law Firm, 546-2009, or check him out online, theadoptionfirm.com. Again, my friend Sam McClure, 546-2009, or online, theadoptionfirm.com.
No representations made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other attorneys.
Forget the candy, forget the flowers. She wants to go to the spa. Face it, stuffed bears are for children, and flowers fade. Treat her to the gift of relaxation. Get her a gift certificate from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Call 365-5559 or go to SmartSkinSpaSalon.com.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back in.
Baron and I were discussing maps during the break.
Never heard that in my life.
But I'm going to use it.
Oh, yeah.
I am totally going to use that. All right. We are plowing through the suggestions on Facebook. I bet there's 100 suggestions on here, Dave. I'm going to have to extend this to tomorrow. We're going to have to keep going. We're going to make a season out of Valentine's Day. There's so many good ones. You can't hit them all. Night Moves? Come on. Silly Love Songs? Anything by Al Green? Kay, you're after my heart.
Truth.
Love. We'll get there. Stay tuned. 22 minutes after 11 o'clock. My friends over at the Goodson Group. You guys heard from Bo Goodson earlier this week. He came in the studio for a few minutes. 551-0225. He just fired up, just fired up the new class. I think tonight, actually, they meet, if I'm not mistaken. If you have any questions, you want to get in that brand new class, I think this is your last chance to get in the new class. You can always do the online real estate school if you want to do that. But if you want to go and answer questions and have the camaraderie with the other folks, go get online, thegoodsongroup.com, 551-0225, 551-0225, and he'll get you squared away. Bo Goodson is really, really, really talented. He's been in this business a long, long time. Buying real estate, selling real estate, if you want to list your house, you want to find a new house, you want to do both. Maybe you want to sell your house and move in town or somewhere, and Bo Goodson can handle both ends of that transaction as well. The Goodson Group, 551-0225, thegoodsongroup.com, also manages real estate. The guy's a genius. Just call him. You're going to love him. He's a nice guy. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. I have Dave Mowry in the studio. He joins us every Thursday and on special occasions. Do you ever fly out of the Montgomery Airport?
Yeah.
I love the Montgomery Airport.
Yes.
I highly recommend people use the Montgomery Airport.
I'm gonna give you a user hack, though.
What?
Take the first flight. Take the very first flight of the day.
Yeah.
And you are especially set. Now, if it's before 6, that usually means that the plane stayed on the ground.
Yeah.
And didn't have to come from Atlanta.
Right.
So you have a much better chance of said plane actually taking off on the time that it's supposed to and thus making your connector.
I've never had trouble. The only trouble I've ever had is you take that last plane in at Sunday night at like 11 o'clock. And sometimes it doesn't make it.
I have...
That's the only problem I've ever had.
That's interesting. I have never, in probably 40 or 50 times, I have never not been delayed on the flight back from Atlanta.
You mean to Montgomery?
Yeah, from Atlanta.
Yeah, just a little bit, though.
It all depends. But one time, but it usually works out in my favor. One time, because, I'm like from like 8 miles from the airport. So,
right.
I just call a friend of mine and go hang out with them. One time, though, I'm coming home, and they're like, hey, we need people to jump off this flight. And they start offering money. And I'm like, and they get up to like 600, and I text my wife. I'm like, if they go to 700.
I'm out.
And I'd been gone for like a week, so she wasn't happy about that. But they go to 900, and I had booked my flight, but upgraded to first with points. And so they gave me $1,100 to not fly home that night. And so the next place that we went was Vegas, and we flew round trip first class on Delta. So literally on them. They paid for it.
That's dynamite.
Because it was, I could use them at any time. There was no restrictions on the money. I mean, it was like one of the best deals I've ever gotten in my life. Wish I could do it again. Anyway.
So fly out of Montgomery, you might get rich.
Yeah, there you go.
There's your lesson. You might fly to Vegas first class free.
I would rather, I would much rather go from Montgomery. I would rather go out of Montgomery than drive to Atlanta and deal with all that and deal with their TSA.
You've got to deal with the security and the traffic, and then you're on the road 2 hours. You got to pay to park.
And you can't pull my favorite trick, which is thinking, you're on the road 2 hours. Actually, you got to account for that third hour because you lose it in the time change.
Yeah.
So, if your flight's at, 11 o'clock, you got to leave here at like 6.
Yeah. So, you lose 5 hours of your life because you got to get there 2 hours early or an hour and a half early. Montgomery, you can get there 15 minutes before boarding.
Pretty much.
You can moonwalk through security backwards. I mean, if you know the security guys, you just high-five them when you,
right.
when you come in.
Right.
And they're like, hey, what's up? They served 34,000 more flights, more people flying than they did last year. That's an 11.3% increase, 338,000 passengers, almost 1,000 a day.
Good for them.
Big, big stuff. So after 2018 was huge.
Fly MGM.
Yeah, Fly MGM. Go over to the Montgomery Airport. It's fantastic. They've now got added direct flights to D.C., Orlando, and Dallas. So it's fantastic. They have a new restaurant and bar, Runway 28, which I found out last week. I called the mayor's right-hand man, and I guess he thought it was an emergency. He picked up right away. He said, hello. I said, hey, is the bar at the airport on the other side of security? He was like, yeah, why? I was like, just curious. Just curious.
I was going to go, hang out.
Well, I had some friends leaving.
Right.
And it was later, and we were having cocktails, and we thought, well,
got this new place. All right.
But I didn't know if I had to clear security. And as soon as they went and finished over at the Runway 28, a new amenity for passengers.
Good for Montgomery.
They got Wi-Fi, charging stations. They got a new kids area over there. Get by the airport. Start flying out of Montgomery. The more people fly out of Montgomery,
the more chance that you will have that your flights will connect and all,
Yeah, they'll take it more seriously.
Yes.
Your flights start getting better. You get better options. They get cheaper.
Yep.
Because they know they're going to be full flights, so they can cut the price down.
Yep.
The more you fly out of Montgomery, the better it is for all of us. Better for you in the long run.
And you don't have to deal with nearly as much hassle in Atlanta.
But Baron,
or Birmingham.
It's $125 more. No, it's not. No, it's not. Because you save on parking. You don't have to drive to Atlanta. You save 5 hours of your life. Time is money.
Mm-hmm.
Time is money. The new country song says time is love. That's garbage. Time is money.
Time is money.
That was money. Let's see here. Avenatti gives up control of his firm after being accused of hiding millions of dollars.
Oh.
This guy's a disaster.
Yeah,
This is the Trump curse in full effect. This is the Trump curse in full effect. He was trashing Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy porn lawyer. He went out and got him a creepy porn client.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's,
yeah, he's like his life's ruined.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Bankrupt. Maybe going to prison.
Yep.
Awful. Who's this? You're on the air.
Sharon.
Hey, Sharon.
I might have missed that window of opportunity.
No, the window's always open for people named Sharon.
I called you with a funny story about Montgomery Airport.
Oh, well, the window's quite open. We just covered that this segment.
Yeah. I had a dear friend that lived in Los Angeles, and I met him there, and he flew in to visit with me here to Montgomery. And when he got off the plane, he was shaking and shivering all over. And I asked him, what's the matter? And he said, I thought we were landing in a cow pasture. Because every time when he looked out the window, all he could see were cows on the ground.
Well, nothing wrong with landing in a cow pasture.
Well, if you come from Los Angeles, there is.
Where do they think they get those Wagyu beef steaks they eat over there?
All right.
They don't grow them in Los Angeles. It's a desert.
That wasn't even it. It was just he thought that the plane was going to land there.
Right.
So, anyway, I thought I'd just share that with you. Brought a little joke to my heart.
There you go.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. See you. I have an economist friend who said, I'm asking the wrong people, perhaps, but what is the non-ridiculous case for MMT? And so the top first comment is manual muscle testing. The next person is mixed meal tolerance. The next person says Marcus Markley Timms.
What is it?
I have no idea what he's talking about. That's why I mentioned it. Who is this? You're on the air.
Josh.
Hey, Josh.
So another funny story. You got another minute or two?
Oh, man, I got all the time. Josh is get free reign. I mean...
Hey, I'm down.
All right.
So 2 or 3 months ago, I'm flying out of Montgomery to Atlanta for a quick connection, and I'm flying standby because my dad used to work for Delta, right? So I go up to the front of the thing, and the guy kind of looks me up and down. I'm the last person to get on the plane, and he kind of puts his finger up, and he says, just wait 1 second. And I said, okay, yeah, no problem. I fly standby all the time. That's kind of par for the course. So he goes back down the jetway, comes back out, and he goes, we're going to have to check the weight. And I looked at him like, check the weight of what? Like me? Like this plane can be brought down from the sky because the 240-pound dude gets on the plane? He's like, yeah, we're overweight on luggage. And I was like, oh, okay. So they did not let me get on the plane because I would have put them overweight.
Yep.
Well, that's good for the old psyche.
Yeah, so I...
Did you immediately switch to salads?
Yeah, I actually just stole my car and jogged home because I'm like, I got to lose at least 400 pounds.
Apparently, I'm a fatty. I didn't realize that when I got on the plane.
I was fat shamed at the Montgomery Airport.
No, you can't get on the flight.
The Josh Johnson story.
You can't get on the flight. Why can't I get on the flight,
sir? Sir, have you looked at the mirror lately?
You are morbidly obese. If you get on the left side of the plane, everybody else is going to have to sit on the right side of the plane.
I mean, look, I'm swole. What can I do? You know? Shut up, fatty.
That's not... You're not swole. Our number 272-9228. Josh, best of luck to you, friend.
Yeah.
Cutting that weight so you can fly around.
Yeah. Good job there, Jumbo.
All right, my friends. Whitney Houston, one of the greatest of all time. Not greatest at taking a bath, but greatest singer.
Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
There. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice Valentine's Day forecast, a sun and cloud mix. A lot of high clouds out there, but sunshine is filtering through. High temperature, I think, will make it into the upper 60s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, overnight low 51. Tomorrow, can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere in the area. Mild, 70 for a high. Then scattered showers Friday night into Saturday with a high around 71. Low to mid-70s Sunday with scattered showers and thunderstorms. It's not going to rain all the time. It's not going to ruin your weekend. And more rain as we get into the early part of next week. I know. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Valentine's Day Sap Fest continues. My friend Tom Latham at Penny Iron Concrete Technologies takes no days off for Valentine's Day. He is open for business. 284-9292. That's the best thing you can do for your sweetie. Get her a new walkway. Get a new patio. Or, better yet, buy 5 acres and have Tom Latham clear it off and pour the foundation for your new dream home. Huh? Huh? How about that?
You can
do that on short notice. Go get that taken care of this afternoon, and then take her by there this evening and say, look, new foundation on a cleared lot. I just thought of it this morning when I was in the radio at 11:37. Seriously, though, give him a call for anything concrete-related at all. Decorative, stamped, polished, it doesn't matter. You get Penny Earned Concrete Technologies on the job. PennyEarned.co. PennyEarned.co. You can check him out on Facebook. He has literally thousands of pictures. I don't know how many thousands. I don't know if we're in the tens of thousands, but I one day thought, I'm going to look through his pictures. I mean, you get lost in this. So many ideas, so many things he can do. Outdoor vacation destinations, driveways, patios, sidewalks, foundations, piers, anything at all. If it involves concrete, if it involves stonework, Tom Latham, Penny Iron Concrete Technologies is your man. Give him a call, 284-9292, 284-9292. And tell them you heard about it on News and Views. Say, hey, Baron and Dave and Jack and Joey and everybody, they were all talking about you on the radio. Wait, did I mention Joey? What does that mean? What does that mean? Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right.
You're all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Just all right?
Y'all doing all right?
Yeah, we're doing good.
Okay, good.
It's Valentine's Day. You can't just be all right. Love is in the
air. It's not a real holiday.
I was just going to say, you know Joey's got a hot take on this.
No.
What's the real holiday?
It's just not a holiday.
It's a holiday.
It's like, it's the same type of holiday as like Flag Day.
Flag Day is actually a federal holiday.
Why are you talking about the flag? What you got against the flag, homie?
Hold on. Valentine's Day, what do you want to do with that flag that you're comparing it to Valentine's Day?
No, I'm just saying.
It's like,
George Carlin said, I'll leave symbols to the symbol-minded.
There you go.
Oh.
That's my hot take on the flag. It's like President's
Day. Here's my hot take. Men, don't expect anything.
Right.
This is a holiday for the ladies. And ladies, don't expect much. That's my hot take. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. It's 20 minutes till the top of the hour. Golly, I had a couple stories I wanted to get into, but then the day kind of got away from me. Mm. Let's see here. A new poll finds support growing for capitalism in America. You would think, considering capitalism has made this country the greatest thing ever, the number of Americans that want capitalism is like, should be like 1,000,000%.
You would hope.
But it's really only at 55%, up from 51% last year.
What else do they want? Fascism?
Well, those who want more of a socialistic environment is down to 34%, down from 41% last year. So a rising economy can really make people feel better. When times are lean and you can't eat or take care of yourself, it'd be a great idea. When times are rocking and rolling and the economy's doing well and everybody has a job, it seems that economies of capitalism become more in vogue. Who's this?
Good morning, this is Bud. How you doing, sir?
Bud, you are live on the air talking to potentially billions of people around the world.
Billions, not trillions?
Well, they're not
trillions. Well, there aren't trillion people.
Because you're beaming out through outer space.
No. Okay. Well, the Grand Mufti is being heard in other galaxies.
Well, it could be trillions. Think about all the people yet born. This podcast will probably live on.
Well, our progeny will hear it.
Yes.
The Americans should learn something from the Koreans. When I was over there, I was training for 9 months. We only have Valentine's Day. In Korea, they split that up into three different holidays. On February 14th, the women give their spouses or loved ones chocolates, flowers, whatever. Then March 14th, which is White Day, the husbands or boyfriends...
Whoa!
Yeah.
What did you call that holiday?
It's called White Day.
No, we're not having those racist holidays.
Yeah, but that's
not... We're not bringing that to the United States. That's not going to go over well.
Okay. But there, the men give the women chocolates or flowers or whatever. And then April 14th, and you're really going to ban me now, it's called Black Day.
No, we're not having these holidays.
Because every single person in Korea, they'll go to restaurants, all the single and lonely, and they'll try and find their future husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever the case may be. So whereas in America, we only have one holiday, the Koreans split it up into three separate holidays that really helps the economy, and then nobody gets left out.
Nobody gets left out on Valentine's Day. It's like Mother's Day. Nobody gets left out. I mean, you're celebrating mothers, not necessarily... I mean, if you don't have a mother, if your mother's passed, or if you didn't know your mother growing up, it's not like you can't still celebrate the role of mothers in society. They're vital.
Sure.
Valentine's Day, you're celebrating love. Love is vital to society. I mean, you can still celebrate it.
I'm trying to be like Trump. I want to make America great so we drive the economy.
You want to have holidays dedicated to white and black? Sounds divisive.
Okay, call it yellow, purple, chartreuse.
Oh, now he's making fun of Asians. I can't handle this. I can't handle this.
Just don't put googly eyes on any kind of black shoes.
I'm like telling you what. You have to pull the line. Thanks.
Have a good one, gentlemen.
Black Day.
Sounds like a lot of work.
And doesn't it have to come it after does. White Day? Don't you notice White Day comes first?
No,
I mean, can you imagine the drama that would cause?
I was seriously on this yesterday.
I bet Ilhan Omar has a hot take.
Where's Brown Day?
I don't like...
Where's Head Wrap Day?
These obligatory gift-giving holidays. It is obligatory. Because, okay,
Try not bringing your chick a present and see what happens.
Right, you fail, then you're in deep trouble. And if you do, it's appreciated, but it was also expected.
It is perfunctory.
Isn't that like Christmas? Didn't you appreciate your parents even though you knew it was expected?
Yeah, but I'm more appreciated Santa than my parents. But
that's why I don't...
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. But no, I like the unexpected gifts.
Expect the unexpected?
Like bring your lady chocolates and flowers, if you want to be cliche, on just a random day.
On a Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday, June 3rd. Why not?
Right, and I think that's a great moment. It's not like, oh, I have to, and she's... No, it's kind of good to surprise people.
Yeah, this is the day the chicks compete,
but that's the thing. Yeah, I mean, like, you can do that anyway, Joey.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
like, this is the day the chicks compete.
Oh, they compete.
Oh, yes, this is the day they compete. Are you kidding me? This is a competition.
Wait, women rag on other women? I thought they were in solidarity with one another these days.
Let me tell
you. Just Ilhan Omar and AOC.
This is the day they compete.
I bet they're having a really cool Galentine's.
You don't believe
up there,
me.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
You don't believe me.
Live streaming it on Instagram.
Go scroll Facebook and tell me this isn't the day they compete. It's not enough to get the gift. You have to make sure everyone knows you got the gift.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Actually, I saw a tweet from Catherine Temp. She's on Fox a lot. She said, ladies, be sure tomorrow to post all the gifts and flowers your boyfriend or husband gave you so I can see it. I would love to see that as I sit here with my cat.
Exactly. Yeah. This is the day they compete. Social media is for competing. To show people, my man loves me this much. You know, when I see the real sappy posts on Facebook, I assume someone got caught.
No, you know someone did when they combined the Facebook.
Bill Stevens and Susie Stevens.
Now Bill in Susie.
Like, who was it, Susie?
Someone was creeping on them DMs.
Who are you boning? All right, Susie. Joel, you're on the air.
Hey, y'all trying to get the husbands in trouble. I know if I took my wife flowers or candy on any day besides Valentine's Day or her birthday, she accused me of running around on her.
What'd you do? Exactly. What are you apologizing here for, Steve?
Hey, but do like I do. I go to Dollar Tree. I get her a dollar bloom that says, I love you. And if there ain't no funeral today, I buy a dollar bouquet. If there's a funeral, I go to the graveyard and get a bunch of pretty flowers.
Well,
all right then.
That's morbid.
It's morbid, but it works.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
I mean, they're not using them.
Hey, you know who I saw on Facebook as a suggested friend? Joel.
Oh.
Joel?
That just called us.
No. Oh.
So I had no idea what he looked like, but now I do. I skeezed on him. I didn't request him to be his friend. But, you know, I looked at his pictures and stuff. Seems like a lovely man.
Skeezed? Could you use that in a sentence again?
I did. I skeezed on him. You never heard the word skeezed?
Not really.
Well, I have, but not in that context.
You flake on him, I suppose?
No, yeah. Like you skeeze on women, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Well, but that means you're kind of stalking them, right? You're kind of...
Yeah, I guess so.
Or going after them or looking
skeezy
around?
Skeezy is like creepy, yeah.
I only use binoculars for the birds.
Well, why do you have the headlamp and the net, sir? And the rope.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, the rope. doesn't everybody have a headlamp and a net in their
one day I'm going out like Kill Bill.
That's right. Buffalo Bill.
All right, guys, more sappy love songs straight ahead. It's 48 minutes after 11 o'clock. Dan Moore Show just 12 minutes away. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman. We've been here since 9. We get out here at noon. Joey joins us.
Dancing in the dark, middle of the night. Taking your heart and holding it tight. Emotional touch, touching my skin. And asking you to do what you've been doing all over again. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Don't think I can keep it all in. I just gotta let you know. What it is that won't let me go.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, sweetheart. This Valentine's is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. Surprise me. With the vintage diamond necklace for $100, maybe the diamond studs for $2, or hug my neck with the $300 triple diamond cross necklace. You go, babe. 1, 2, 3, and Marguerite's. And Marguerite's, they make it. They really make it.
Marguerite's is open every day through Valentine's. Marguerite's is in the Pepper Tree Shopping Center on Vaughn Road.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hey, kids!
Hi!
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I
I'm so
Green. I don't want to talk on the radio.
Is what I need.
The vote on Bill Barr to be the next Attorney General is underway. He'll be sworn in shortly after the ceremony. After the vote, rather. And at that point, Matt Whitaker just becomes some low-level assistant.
A dude who works at the...
For now.
Yeah.
You know, the problem with one being the acting Attorney General, you usually get the axe when the new guy comes in because he wants to make sure there's no confusion about... Who's in charge? So I wouldn't look for Matt Whitaker's life to last too long over there.
He can go back to selling those toilets.
Was that what he was doing?
He had like some investment in this. Yeah, it's a... You know what I'm talking about? The toilets were... We can't talk about it on air.
Oh, never mind. Wow. I didn't know there were those kind of...
I would put my investment in bidets. I think that's the future.
I mean, it should be.
I'll tell you what. I've stayed in a few places that have bidets, and I don't know how to differentiate them from... I don't know what we're going to do.
You don't know how to differentiate them from a drinking fountain?
I don't know what I'm going to do when we stop having babies in diapers. Because for the last 13 years, I've had portable bidet wipes. I mean, you know.
Wipes.
And they're always in the bathroom, and I've always had access
to them. They're very absorbent.
Well,
it's just a little cleaner.
It's a little cleaner. Right. I mean, and I've gotten very used to being very clean. So I'm assuming after our number 7 is out of diapers, I'll just have to have an excuse when people come over and like, why do you have baby wipes in the bathroom? I'm like, well, so
just be honest.
What do you do? You know, I like to.
It's very soothing, like especially the baby wipes with aloe.
I like hygiene. We use the non-scented.
Oh, okay.
Non-tinted Huggy wipes.
Right, but when you... Just go for adult wipes.
No, let me tell you. Have you ever used the... I've used the aloe. I didn't want to go here, but have you used the aloe wipes before?
Yeah.
You squish around all day. Every step you take, like, squish, 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 squish.
Yeah.
You don't want the aloe wipes. Just get the unscented Huggies. You'll be fine. And ladies, men, if you're looking for something to do on Valentine's Day, stop by Walmart and get a pack of unscented Huggy wipes. You'll understand what I'm talking about. It doesn't take you but about a week, and you'll be used to it, and you'll never be able to go back. That's why I go home all the time. You know? I don't want to get caught out. All right. How do you transition from this to nude-look decorating? They're also giving a nice, clean look.
Yes, of course.
New look decorating on Atlanta Highway. High-quality Benjamin Moore paints. Some problems you can't paint over, some you can. New look decorating. On the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into it. When you go in there, you're going to find two designers on staff. They've got two of the greatest human beings you'll ever meet. Brett Lanham and Brian Carr. Brett Lanham is a man's man. Brett Lanham is a man's man. This guy is he's got a little country in him. He plays bluegrass music, and he loves paint. He loves paint.
Yeah,
he knows it inside and out. He knows the textures. He knows everything you need. So if you don't know when do I need the semi-gloss, when do I need the flat, when do I need the high gloss, when do I need the outdoor, indoor, he will walk you through it, and he's going to make sure your place looks amazing. Benjamin Moore, New Look Decorating, right there on the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends next to the Goo Goo Car Wash. Get by there, talk to the designers, talk to Brett Lanham, talk to Brian Carr. You'll understand what I'm talking about. That's all I can say. You'll completely understand what I'm talking about. To you who texted me and said you use one-ply Scott's tissue, I will never shake your hand again. We're no longer friends.
Yeah, that's one of my roommates.
One ply Scots?
Yeah, and I finally said, let's at least spring the few extra cents for the Scots soft. All right, man. Like, come on, we're not like a like a shopping mall bathroom here.
I don't know, man.
You guys are gonna make me puke.
Just go to Costco and get the Costco.
Now,
do
you fold or do you bunch?
Oh, I fold. I roll or fold. And in fact, when my kids bunch, mm-hmm. I chastise them. I said, that is not sanitary.
Exactly.
You don't bunch.
I actually saw the light. I changed my ways. Well, I used to bunch. Now I fold.
I roll it around my hands.
Oh, wow.
Like three or four times. And then I squeeze that roll into a nice flat, like 8 or 12 ply foundation.
That's quite a technique.
Why are we talking about
that? I don't know.
All right. Nobody has time to get back in. I guess you could call and get in. If you get, let us know. Fold or crumple? Let's see here. Andrew McCabe had an interesting 60 Minutes interview. Did you catch it at all?
I think it aired yesterday. Something about it.
Well, it aired yesterday on CBS Morning, where he basically said they were dead serious about talking about getting rid of Trump using the 25th Amendment.
Wow.
They were counting votes. Not that they'd approached Trump's cabinet members, but they were counting which cabinet members they thought would be with them and which they thought would be against them.
Mm-hmm.
He also said that Rosenstein was 100% serious when he was talking about wearing a wire to try to trip up Trump.
Oh, wow. Now, has the 25th Amendment ever been invoked?
No.
Okay.
Just for replacing vice presidents, right? Isn't that how...
Actually, isn't it like, remember when Bush had to have a colonoscopy? I think that they did it where they transferred the powers to Cheney for that hour or whatever.
That's just a formality, then.
Yes.
Cheney was already running things.
Ooh. Hot take. Hot take.
That's just fact.
Who was counting votes? Comey and Rosenstein? Or
yes.
Okay, like, well, how does that work?
Right. No, Comey and McCabe were counting votes.
But they don't have a vote?
Right. I mean, it'd be one thing if Pence had been counting votes. But.
Right.
Well, they don't have a vote, but what they were saying was, if we can rally a few of these guys on our side,
I see what you're saying.
We might be able to take them out. But this just shows it was a coup.
Correct.
The 25th Amendment was invoked when Richard Nixon needed a vice president.
Okay.
It was Section 2. Whenever there's a vacancy in the vice president's office, the president shall nominate a vice president who shall take office upon compromise.
Harold Hoard.
Now, does it have to be a medical reason, or could they invoke it? Like, say, some crazy policy the president wants to do.
No, that's what they're saying about Trump. They basically were like, that. It's like if you think that he's unfit for, like, he's mentally unhinged, and you think that, you know, he's derelict of duty or whatever, then that's what it's for, basically.
I guess they must have been watching season 6 of 24, then.
Yeah, I mean...
Is that what they did?
Yeah. Like, that is a big part of that season.
Great song. You know, well, it's Valentine's Day.
That's just funny to me, because, like, that's just one of those things that, like... You know who talks about stuff like that? People who have no idea how power and politics works,
right? Yep.
None.
Guys, it's been a fun day.